John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Thursday, April 13th, and it is day three of Share-a-thon, the last day of Share-a-thon. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Wanted to read to you just a great verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. What a blessing and a privilege we have to give to the Lord who has given to us. Well, I welcome on day three back again my good friend Bert Harper. Bert, thanks for being my guest today on day three of Share-a-thon.
It's good to be with you, Jeff, and I have enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to today. Usually day three, the numbers really begin to grow up, and it's already started. Let me just tell you, the people have already started the last 2 hours. Now we've got to just continue it, and I'm excited about it.
Okay, we have a big challenge today, right?
We do. It's a $150,000 challenge, and it's on right now, right in the middle of it. It started at 7, but it continues from 8 to 9. And so we're looking at people calling in and at 877-616-2396 and making their pledge. And essentially what this does, as long as that $150,000 remains, your pledge will be doubled. In other words, 200 becomes 400, 50 becomes 100. And so it really is an incentive. I've mentioned this before. People who want to encourage others to give, they send their money early and mark it and say, please use this to help others and challenge them to give. And that's what's happened, and we're thanking God for it.
Amen. Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now, Bert, when you think back in your life, how old were you when you first got serious about, okay, I'm going to have a planned giving to the Lord. I'm going to honor him with my wealth.
Honestly, it was when I started working at a public job. I was raised on the farm, Jeff, so I knew what it was, pulling corn, picking cotton, milking cows, hauling hay. That's what I did. And honestly, I got a place to stay and a place to live for that. But when I got my job out of high school and I went to the first place, it was a furniture factory. Northeast Mississippi has a lot of furniture factories. And I was working. The first thing I wanted to do was give a tithe to my local church, and it was a pleasure. It's been a blessing ever since, so that's been a plan of giving. And then I started finding out you could give more than the 10th.
Yeah.
And God has opened that door for Jan and myself, and so it started early on in my life that, yes, God, he more than deserves it, you know. Right. He's done so much. So I wished I could do the 90-10, give 90 and keep live on 10 like some people have. But it's a blessing to give. It is.
Well, the idea that you give to get, I heard this said, I think it was R.G. Letourneau, who was a huge giver. He, Letourneau University here in Longview. But if you give because it pays, it doesn't pay.
It was him, because I read that quote Monday. I don't
know. Oh, is that right?
Yes, it was. And speaking of 90-10, He was the first individual that I ever heard saying, I give the 90 and live on the 10.
Right.
He was the first one I ever heard say that.
Well, he says, if you give because it pays, it doesn't pay. But if you give because you love the Lord, it pays in full. I mean, God just keeps giving. And he was the one, I believe, that said, you know, I shovel it out and God shovels it back and God's got a bigger shovel. And the bottom line with all that is the Lord is a giver. And when we've been touched by the Lord, we want to give. I love, Bert, the salvation of Zacchaeus in Luke 19. And the very first thing that he says after he puts his faith and trust in Jesus, he said, Lord, half my possessions I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I'll pay him back four times as much. How do we know Zacchaeus was saved? Because it made such a difference in his life and it shows up in his giving.
It really, I grew up hearing this. If you want to know a person's relationship with the Lord, you look at their calendar and you look at their checkbook. And there is some truth to that. I know you can fake it with other people, but you don't fake it with God. God looks at the heart, always has, always will. And so, yes, I believe that with all my heart. And you can be a part of what God is doing through AFR. And that's what we say. God is working. We're the instrument. God's the one who does the work. And when you call 877-616-2396 and make that pledge, or go online at AFR.net and make that pledge, you're being a part of that. And I try to say this every segment that I'm on, Jeff, you know, people before us has given to make it possible for today. Let's give today so we can make it possible for others tomorrow. And so, listen, the next generation is so important. We don't need to stop it at our generation. We need to keep on and keep on.
That's exactly right. So one generation shall praise the Lord's name to the next generation. And the Christian life is really about passing the baton from one generation to the next. And so when you give to American Family Association, American Family Radio, you give to share the truth with a lost and dying world, to strengthen the church and the believers that listen, but then there are unbelievers that listen too. And many times, Bert, I've heard people say, I was just flipping around the radio station and I came upon your program and I stopped and listened, and God did something special and wonderful in my life. And that just energizes me, because radio is a hook in the water to catch fish for the Lord Jesus.
Amen. And on the program that I get to be a part of in the afternoons from 3 to 4, Exploring the Word with Alex McFarland, he and I, we've been on the air, and we have call-ins. On Friday, it's call-ins all day. But on Monday through Thursday, we have call-ins the last segment, the last 20 minutes, basically. And we have led several people to the Lord on the air as they called in seeking to know Christ. And what a privilege that is. And I just want to say that's priority. That is priority. And because you can have all the freedom in the world in America and yet go to hell. And I say that with, I hope it didn't come across harsh, but I wanted to say it with tenderness. Listen. You can give, and you can give to your church, you can give to AFR, but without that relationship with Jesus Christ, it profits you nothing. And so Jeff, what an opportunity it is for believers to be on mission for God, and part of that mission can be through the finances of giving to AFR.
Amen. Well, let's hear a testimony, Bert, of the impact that AFR has had on some listeners.
Hi, this is Lynn McKay in Western Road, Louisiana. I just want to call and say that I'm really blessed by AFR. Just want to say I'm a walking miracle. God's done so much for me in my life. I fell between two or three stories on solid concrete in Austin, Texas, in July 1775. Should have been dead. My foreman told me he saw me, found me, because there was a pool of blood coming out from the 510. And I busted up left knee, right elbow, left eye, in and out of surgery for a year and a half in hospitals. And the Lord put me back together and helped me go out and be a witness and do jobs they said I couldn't do. That I trusted God and not man. And I just want to praise the Lord. So many things He's done for me. He shows me God's not through with me yet, and He's not through with you. Thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for giving to AFR. And thank you guys again for all you guys do. God bless you.
Amen. Bert, I love that. God's not through with me, and He's not through with you either. I shared just last night in our Wednesday night service about the little statement and Peter in Mark chapter 16, where the resurrection, and they come to the tomb, and the angel says, "Go tell my disciples and Peter," because Peter had failed so greatly. And that's the good news of the gospel, is that no matter how badly you've sinned and fallen and failed, the Lord still can reach you, forgive you, change you, if you'll leave the pigsty of sin as the prodigal did and come back and say, "I have sinned." God will wrap you up in His mercy and grace.
Amen. There's a group, they don't get to come to America like they did because of what took place in 2020 and 2021. They're called Ugandan Thunder. It's a group from Uganda that comes and they tour and they sing and give testimony about what God has done. And one year, it was right after the song that was written, "He Knows My Name." It's a beautiful song. "He knows my name. He knows my every thought." And the little boy that sung that, he was from Uganda, was a nine-year-old orphan. And I remember sitting in the audience of the church where I pastored here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I just was overwhelmed with God's mercy and grace. There's not a person, this is true, Jeff, there's not a person on the face of this earth that God is not mindful of, that He does not know where you are. Just like that phone call, God knew where he was. God knew where this little boy's name was, Pius, and God knew where Pius was when he was born. He knows where you are today. And if you're one of those, you may have done what a lot of folks are doing, been searching on the radio, and you found this. And usually there's Jeff is here speaking and sharing the word of God, interviewing people, talking about a guest who our lives can be helped. But this day it's Share-a-thon. And we're saying help financially. But if you've called in and you're still listening and you do not have that relationship with the Lord, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. He has purpose for you. And listen, Jeff, when I found out, just talking about a plan for giving, one of the greatest things I found out was God has purpose for my life. That, as I kind of got that sense when I was a senior in high school, that God had a purpose for my life. And it doesn't bind you. It sets you free, doesn't it?
It does. And it's here's the thing about Christianity. As we talked, I think yesterday, Bert, the difference between religion, you know, religion is you just gritting your teeth, trying harder. I'm not gonna drink, not gonna cuss, not gonna lust, not gonna do all these things. Well, you're just never gonna be able to do that. Christianity is not cleaning the outside of the cup and of the dish. It's receiving Christ as Savior and Lord, surrendering your life and letting the Lord know, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself, but I believe that you are God in the flesh, you died on the cross for my sins, you rose again from the dead, and you said that if I would come to you, you would save me." And our theme verse, Bert, for Share-a-thon, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his heart shall flow rivers of living water." And the living water is when the Lord comes in through his Spirit to take over, to take control, to fill you with his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his gentleness, his self-control. Against such things there is no law. That's the Christian life.
Amen. When you go over that list, why would you want to miss it? I mean, he brings all of that into your life in a troubled world, in a life that's going to go from side to side and up and down, but God is faithful. And you can be a part of sharing that good news with others by calling 877-616-2396 or giving online at afr.net. And Jeff, remember, there's a $150,000 challenge right now. So those people that give 100, it automatically goes to 200 as long as that $150,000 lasts. So give today.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
My name is Lonnie. I'm calling from Humble, Texas. AFR has helped me out a lot. It helps me to keep in touch with the Lord during the day. It's a good reminder that God loves us, and it's a good teaching tool, AFR is, and they have current events also, keeping the people informed of what's going on. It's an excellent network, so I'm very happy that it exists. Thank you.
One life soon passed, only what's done for you will last.
Thank you for partnering with AFR as we work to spread the love and truth of Jesus. Call 877-616-2396 to make your donation or pledge online at afr.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper from Exploring the Word, and it's our last day of Share-a-thon. For the spring, and the number to call to be a part of this wonderful endeavor to give and to partner with other believers as we propel the ministry of American Family Association and American Family Radio forward, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net. And Bert, do we have some names? Are people calling?
We do. And you know I love to do that. And I know you love to hear it. So this is part of my favorite because these are the people that are responding, I believe, to the Holy Spirit and making that call. Tiffany from Hewitt, Texas. Mike from Northport, Alabama. Donald and Shelley from Fort Jennings, Ohio. Mike from Wheeling, West Virginia. Raymond from Ventura, Iowa. Michael from, I think that's Brossard, Louisiana. When it's in Louisiana, you never know exactly if it's southern Louisiana, how you might pronounce that name, but Brossard, Louisiana. And then you have Rebecca from Houston, Texas, and Dale from Argonne, Texas. Or excuse me, that's Kansas. Argonne, Kansas. I had so many. Right now, as I look at the board, there's four Texans on there. So yeah. I got you guys are wiping it out, Jeff. Way to go, Texas.
Well, that's good. Well, it is a blessing to give. You know, I was thinking, Bert, about David, King David, when he wanted to buy the threshing floor of a man named Araunah, the Jebusite, and Araunah was just going to give it to him. And David said this, it's really important. So he says, the man says, "Everything, O king, Araunah gives to the king." And Araunah said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." However, the king said to Araunah, "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing."
Wow.
You know, it when giving really matters, it costs something, and it's not just, I don't care about that. It's, hey, I do care about this, and I'm parting with something that has value to me, and but I believe in the cause, and I want to give to the Lord, and I want the Lord to use that and take it and multiply it and use it to bless lives around the nation and around the world.
Amen. When you read that verse, it brought back memories. My dad was a godly man. I'm the youngest of nine, so my mom and dad were older when I was born. As I tell folks, I just got in under the radar. And but when my dad died, they gave me one of his Bibles, and in the front of that Bible, he had written that verse, "I will offer unto the Lord nothing that which costs, I will offer the Lord nothing which costs me nothing. I won't offer it ever." How he wrote it. He wrote it in his. And also along with that was the plan of salvation. And that first Sunday that I preached after my dad had gone on to heaven, I preached from that Bible and used those scriptures. And that verse just means the world to me. And that's, people are listening because people in the past have given, you know, and now it's available to us. I just feel like God wants us to give so it'll be available to others, because people are discovering this radio ministry every day. They find it on an app. They find it on the internet. People tell them, "Have you heard of AFR?" And they tune in. And because people are giving, it's available, Jeff. And man, this is good stewardship. And I know this. I've been around this ministry for 30 years, and on the board, and now on staff. And I can tell you, they do well in using the money wisely, the way God has given it to us. So you can give with confidence that this money will be used as unto the Lord. What an opportunity it is when you call 877-616-2396.
Well, there are only three things that last forever. You've probably heard this, Bert, and I know many of the listeners have. God, His Word, and people. I was just listening today to some clips from Andy Stanley, where he was saying, you know, we don't believe Jesus rose from the dead because the Bible says so. We believe because Jesus rose from the dead, which just doesn't make sense to me. But the Word of God, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands forever. Ever. And so God, His Word, and people. So we invest when we give, and giving to your church is critical, and giving to ministries that stand up for the truth of the Word of God. That is also critical, because Bert, as you well know, and I know, it's expensive to broadcast the truth around the nation.
It really is. And when you come to the headquarters at AFR, you find out we have to have a group of people that open the letters and post the money that comes in. They do that, and they do it great, and they're godly. What's neat about those ladies, they pray with you. People will call in, and they'll ask something, get some clarity about a gift they've made. And those ladies, "Is there any way we can pray for you?" And many of them keep a prayer calendar, and they write their names down, and they write, and they let it know they're praying. And then you got the engineers. They're kind of my heroes, I have to tell you. They're the guys that go to the towers, and they have to fight wasp nests. They have to check out to see if there are ants anywhere, because these towers are usually located in areas that are off the beaten path. And so these guys, they go out every week doing their job, and they come in the next few days, and I'll ask them where they've been, and they'll tell me, and it's just a joy. And so, yes, it takes money for them to do that, to have the towers, for us to have those engineers. And it's not just the people you hear at the microphones. You've got a whole army of people that make it possible for us, like Randy Lucius right now, your producer. He's over there doing his job the way Randy helped me on exploring the Word before. And so these guys do their job so well, and they do it with joy. They do it knowing God has gotten them here. They feel as called to do what they do as you and I do, Jeff.
Right, and it's all a team. You know, the Lord says He gives gifts to the body of Christ. And as we shared yesterday, you're in different parts of the body. And some of the most important parts of the body are not seen. You don't see organs. You don't see your lungs and your liver and your spleen and your heart. But those things, you lose those and you die. So, you know, we kind of glamorize the mouth, so to speak, in the body. But all parts of the body are important. And your feet, you know, we cover up our feet with socks and shoes, but they're super important. As many watched the Masters last weekend, and we were sad to see Tiger Woods had to he had to withdraw because he had a plantar fasciitis thing. Well, that's your feet, and if you've ever had plantar fasciitis, you know how bad that hurts, and so he couldn't continue with that. So anyway, we all work together, and the Lord puts the pieces together in the body and gifts people as it pleases him and as he sees fit. And so we want to use, as we said yesterday, Bert, we want to use the gifts and talents and treasure that the Lord has entrusted to us to the full to bring glory to his name.
And we were talking about the people who are calling in. I glanced over at the board, and I saw Mississippi had four people out of the 10 that was there. And I said, they got tired of us talking about Texas. And then when I glanced back, Texas comes up three in a row.
Yeah.
So listen, it is. And I love the competition. And Tim was on earlier, and then he'll be on at 10. And he's always talking about how much they give. And so, but I'm telling you, a state that really helps out a lot is North Carolina as well, Jeff. And speaking of North Carolina, we've had a guy just walk in right now that comes from a place called Pleasant Garden, North Carolina. Now, how you like that name? Isn't that a beautiful name, Pleasant Garden?
Pleasant Garden. What big city is that by?
Well, let me see. Is it It's Alex McFarland. Well, I'll have to get that
morning,
word from
everybody.
Alex.
I hear you're talking about my hometown, Pleasant Garden, North Carolina, which is near Greensboro, right in the middle. Guilford County just is a big, big, big county. So maybe people have heard of Raleigh or Charlotte or Greensboro, but you know, our town, guys, Pleasant Garden, in 1787 was started in the aftermath of a John Wesley revival.
Amen.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I know. I was reading on the town's website that John Wesley came through there several times, and all the farmers came out, and they had hundreds of people come out for an outdoor meeting in a pasture, a gospel meeting in a pasture in the town of Pleasant Garden. I say the town. We used to have a stoplight. We don't have a stoplight anymore. We do have a stop sign. We got a stop sign, but it's my home and my heart is very much in Pleasant Garden.
What's the population, Alex?
Oh, we're up to several dozen. I mean, now cows, it would be in the thousands, probably. No,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess there's 200-300 people in Pleasant Garden.
Well, that number, by the way, they'll get on to me if we don't give it. They'll be coming at the window and shaking their finger at me and saying, you need to give the number. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. Jeff, Alex was on this morning. You and I had covered Tuesday and Wednesday. And so Alex came on this morning, and we were here from 6 to 7, and we missed you. But he said, man, I would love to be on with you and Jeff. And so I'm glad he's here, brother.
Well, Alex Bird had told me he's been wanting to ask you a Bible question about the Nephilim.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, because we don't get that question much.
No, you've never had that.
But except every day. Jeff, how you doing, brother? Now, you preached, you and I were recently in Alabama, weren't we?
Yes.
I want you to know, you gave a great message, and I took notes about, you know, God being our provider and our protector, and God is with us, and I took notes every point of your message. It was such a blessing, brother.
Now, Jeff, let me interrupt before you say something. What people say, they took notes from me, they tell me after they've taken notes, I'm going to take that and do something with it. Now Alex didn't say that, so he said that was a great message. And but it isn't it, let me just say this, not only do we get together on the radio, but ever so often, there'll be a group, a gathering of people that AFR promotes. It can be a town hall. It can be a leadership meeting or whatever it can be. And isn't it amazing when AFR folks get together, there's a commonality there, guys? Mm-hmm. Jeff, hadn't you found that to be true?
Yeah, it was. Debbie and I had a great time being with all the AFR people just a couple of weeks ago in Alabama. And Alex, it was great to be with you, and I appreciated your message that you shared on Saturday. And
amen. So, and when is your show on, Jeff?
The live talk is on now, obviously, and then 6 o'clock for From His Heart. 6 p.m. Central Time.
Exactly. Hey, folks, by the way, this is the Spring 2023 Share-a-thon, and the number, if you would call in, and let's together take the gospel to our nation and world. But this telephone number, call it now, if you would, while you're thinking of it. But it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And, of course, you can also give online, securely give online, at AFR.net. But you know, I'm talking to two preachers, and I'm a passionate preacher of the gospel. I mean, what a blessing that in this life we can do things that really do matter for all of eternity.
Yeah, that's for sure. The Word of God, as we were saying, you know, God, His Word, and people, those are the things that live forever. And when we invest in those, when we invest in the preaching, the teaching of the Word of God, the proclaiming of the Word of God, we can know that that's going to make a difference in lives for all eternity. And what a privilege.
And listen, people, we've got time, I think, for a listener testimony. Yeah, I think we try to at least get one in each segment. And Randy's ready. Let's listen to that, and then, Jeff, you bring us back in.
Okay.
My name is Pete. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I listen to y'all all day. Y'all been a big help in keeping my mind straight and walking with the Lord. Thank y'all very much.
All right. Matthew 6:24, the Lord says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth," God and mammon. And, you know, one of the ways, guys, that that we break that kind of default setting for so many people, you know, that money becomes God, is you give. And as you give, you kind of just take away the power that the enemy has in your life to make money your master.
You know, I'm looking at the board, and I can't help but notice this. Of the ones it's showing, five of them are from Texas. Texas, you are coming through. It must be because we have a Texan that's hosting this program.
Exactly.
I don't know if it doesn't have anything to do with the size or everything being bigger in Texas. You don't think it's that, do you, Alex?
Well, you know what? There are lots of godly people in Texas. Jeff, as you know, I mean, Texans, there's just something real special. Now, I got to tell you, I've been to Texas to preach a lot. And down there in Texas, they pray, they evangelize, they give. And but look, there's 49 other states. Do you know, folks, the same Spirit of the Lord that works in the hearts of godly Texans, that Holy Spirit is in your heart too, Christians throughout the fruited plain. Can you imagine? And, you know, remember how Paul said that he wanted to provoke his brethren to jealousy.
Right.
How about we all get some Texas-sized commitment in our heart? Could we do that?
That sounds like a winner to me. And some of the towns are awesome. Longview, we know that's in Texas. And Plano's outside of Dallas. But I also, where do you live? Oh, Plano, you know, but it's not a down. But I could not find this one in Ohio.
Cuyahoga Falls.
In Ohio. Man.
And so let me tell you, there's a lot of godly people in Ohio as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the number, folks, call in wherever you may be from. Maybe you're in a state that we haven't mentioned so much, like, oh, I don't know, Iowa or Kentucky. I know we've got a ton of listeners in Iowa. I'm going to be in Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids in August to speak at a major Bible conference and also a youth camp. Folks, call this number right now if you would. Let's together call our nation to Christ, 877-616-2396. Your best gift, folks, sacrificially, obediently, Let's invest in the Great Commission for our generation.
Jeff, hey. It's been good to have Alex with us, hasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thanks for coming on.
Well, you guys are a blessing.
Well, listen, we're going to be back, and we're getting calls from all over North Dakota. How you like that? And so we're thankful. That number, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. We have a $150,000 challenge that basically will double your gift while this $150,000 lasts. So use it right now as you call that number, 877-616-2396.
My name is Scooter Noland, and I have had the privilege of serving Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi now for the past 12 years. I've also had the joy of serving on the board with AFA for the last 5 years. When I think of the purpose of AFA, it really goes back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, he says that we're to be the salt and the light. I think AFA really does a super job at equipping Christians to live out the words of Jesus, to be salt and be light in dark places. As a board member and pastor, I can't think of a better organization for you to continue your support, or maybe today you begin your support financially of AFA. I see behind the scenes, and I see on the front lines the impact that your generous giving makes.
Hey, my name is Vivian Wallace, and I'm from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I started listening to AFR actually 3 years ago on the spring to Sheraton. I was headed to work one morning and just happened upon the radio station, and I honestly don't think that my station has changed since then. My day cannot begin unless I listen to JJ and John in the morning. They have such encouraging, uplifting words, and on days whenever I need it most, things that they might say or play in music touch me in ways that just makes it that much better. It's also amazing to see my six-year-old daughter in the backseat praising Jesus on the way to school. JJ, your dad jokes are everything. Even if they aren't funny, it always gives me a good chuckle in the morning. I absolutely love listening to Abraham Hamilton III, the Addisons, Dr. David Jeremiah, and so many more. I have AFR on my phone that I listen to at work constantly. I also love that you stay up to date on things that are happening in the world that the mainstream media doesn't share. Thank you to everyone at AFR for what you do. You are doing God's work, and for that I'm beyond thankful. My prayers and thoughts are with you all. God bless.
For your prayer and financial support, we thank you. We need both to continue this ministry in Jesus' name. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or pledge online at afr.net. And thank you again for standing with AFR.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper from Exploring the Word. And this is the last day of Spring Share-a-thon 2023. And it's been a blessing to be able to encourage our listeners to give and to partner with American Family Association, American Family Radio. Debbie and I, we rejoice that we're able to do that. And we did that on day one at 6. I think I made my pledge, my gift at 6:30 in the morning, Bert, on day one of Share-a-thon. But you didn't mention my name as Jeff from Texas.
Well, it was Jeff and Debbie, I guarantee you. Jan and I, we've made ours. We make ours early and try to just say thank you so much for AFR. They are such a blessing to us, have been, continue to be, and we want to in the future as well. And so, Jeff, right now, that the numbers are coming up, and we want you, this last segment, it seems like a lot of times the energy grows in the last part of the hour. So right now it shows you the last hour we've had 311 calls. I believe we can get it up to 350 easily by the end of this hour. And so let me put the challenge out there, not only to Texas, but Mississippi, Ohio. We got one from Yuma, Arizona that just called in. And we've had them from all over the United States. We got some from California, Kansas, Virginia, So make that call right now, 877-616-2396. And by the way, that's that $150,000 challenge. Whatever you give right now in this hour will be doubled as long as that $150,000 is on the table. And when it gets off the table, I'm sure we might get some more that people call in and say, I want to encourage people to give, and that's one way to do it. So make that call, 877-616-2396.
Well, it is a blessing to be able, from my perspective, to be able to share my sermons from His Heart Ministries. Or it's the pulpit ministry of First Baptist Texarkana, and to be able to partner with American Family Radio. I think I started about 10 years ago on AFR, and it's quite a vetting process. Bert, AFR doesn't just put anybody on there that can come up with the finances for that. I mean, you have to be invited on. And so American Family Association, American Family Radio is very protective of who is on the airwaves, because as a ministry, we want to make sure that the truth is going out and that there is no error being promoted or propagated. And so, Bert, you had said something about you are involved in that vetting process.
Well, what happens? Jim Stanley reaches out, and Jonathan Coker, both those. Jonathan is the director of AFR, and then Jim Stanley is the one that is, he works with the people to get their programming on. And somebody will submit a message or two or three messages, and most of the time they'll ask, hey, Bert, would you come listen to this? The reason is I've been around a long time. I know the heart of AFR. I've been connected with it. And they know I love the Lord, and I preach the Word and believe the Word is the Word of God, not no mixture of error. It is reliable. It is accurate. And so we go through that, and that's the reason you have the programming that you do. It's great programming, and it's people that love the Lord, that love His Word, and share His Word. And let me share this one more thought that doesn't come across a lot. It's missional. It's missional. You can't preach the Bible accurately without being missional. That's why on Jeff's programs, he'll hear him talk about coming to know Christ. That's the reason on Exploring the Word, you'll say that relationship with Christ. And so that's the kind of people that are partnering with us to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. And you make it possible by giving and calling 877-616-2396.
Well, the emphasis on the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 4, speak the word in love, speaking the word in love. And so that is critical because it takes both those things to bring a sinner to the Savior. Bert, we hear more and more today, people are just like, I just love people. Don't talk about people's sin, just love people. But Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Without truth, we don't have anything.
We don't. You don't want to go to a doctor and say, I love you too much. I can't tell you what's wrong with you. So we're just going to let you, we're just going to let you fend for yourself without telling you what you need to do. Listen, sin brings forth death. That's the whole idea. And you must deal with your sin. And that sin has been dealt with by Jesus Christ on the cross, the perfect sacrifice. And at the cross and at the grave, tomb, He overcame our greatest enemy, sin and death. Jeff, man, that's good news, you know? I don't know of any better news than that. I really don't.
Yeah, I shared on Sunday, Easter Sunday, I said, you know what's amazing is the gospel is good news. That's what the word means, Evangelion, good news. But so many people get so upset at the good news because the preface to the good news is the bad news, and the bad news is you're a helpless, hopeless sinner on the highway to hell, and unless you put your faith and trust in Jesus, you're going to experience eternal death. And people don't like to be told that they're sinners, but they desperately need to be told you're a sinner, but there is a Savior who can forgive you and change you and cleanse you.
And listen, I know because of the agenda of what's going on today with what I call the identity issues of whatever's going on, they get a lot of attention. But I want to just tell you, sin is sin. Now, that's it. Now, does some sins have greater consequences, or some sins, according to the book of Proverbs 6, God seems to put them as, yeah, as man, on his top 10 list of hated sins, you know? And but the one that really, I believe, sends more people to hell than anything, Jeff, is pride. No, who are you to call me a sinner? Who are you to say what I think is wrong? Well, it's not Jeff and it's not Bert. It's the Word of God. And if the Word of God says that adultery is wrong, it's sin. If the Bible says that stealing is wrong, it is sin. If he says that homosexuality is wrong, it's sin. So it's not that we hate. I know it's a cliche, you know, hate the sin and love the sinner. I know it's a cliche, but Jeff, that is true, you know?
It's true.
It is true.
It's true. And people now say, well, if you don't love the sin, then you can't say you love the sinner, which is totally false. God loves sinful people, but he hates sin, and he won't have fellowship with sin. And one half of one sin is enough to damn your soul forever and ever and ever, because heaven is a perfect place. You know, one thing I was thinking, Bert, and one of the reasons I love to partner with American Family Association, with American Family Radio, is because they stand firm. They're bold in sharing the truth. And American Family Radio, they don't back up, shut up, let up. They just keep on with the truth, and they speak the truth in love. Revelation chapter 21 tells us about the wonders of heaven, and then it says this in verse 8, but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, that covers a lot of people, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And the first group of people mentioned on that list are the cowardly, those who refuse to take a stand for truth.
When you see that list, some of the lists that God gives us through Paul, through John's writings, you're always amazed at two or three things that are stuck in there. You mean that's as bad as the other, you know? And aren't we something that legitimizing our sin? You know, well, I know it's bad, but it's not as bad as. Listen, forgiveness is needed at every level. If you rated them from 1 to 10, the 1 would need to be forgiven just like the 10 would need to be forgiven. And that is through Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no other way. God does not have plan B. He does not have an alternate route. It is only Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one, absolutely no one, can come to the Father except through him. And that's why AFR proclaims that. That's why, as Jeff was saying earlier, the people that buy time to have their programming produced and put out by AFR, they believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you believe that and you stand along with us, call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
Well, it would be a great time right now, Bert, to hear another testimony, so let's go to that.
Jericho Warren, Worcester, Oklahoma. First and foremost, thank you, Brother Don Wildman. Thank you for thinking of the future generations like me and starting the American Family Association. None of this would have been possible if it wasn't for you. I have been an AFR listener for the past 5 years, and during that time, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ and also became a monthly supporter. I love sharing with people about all the awesome programs. A few of my favorite shows consist of Today's Issues, one of the new shows, Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shree, Exploring the Word with Brother Bert Harper and Dr. Alex McFarland, and Airing the Addisons with Will and Nikki Addison. Each show has helped me become more equipped as a believer, from getting caught up on the news and political issues of the day, dealing with real problems and how to work through them, learning more about the Bible by breaking it down one scripture at a time, and becoming more informed parents that better prepared when handling what this world is implementing on our children. I truly feel discipled to when listening to the American Family Radio program, and I'm so thankful for all the other resources they provide. I love you all, and again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
What a cool testimony. She has great taste, doesn't she, Bert?
Amen. I agree. Listen, I can say that with her. Those are some of my favorites as well. And what a testimony. And listen, she started listening. She started getting right with the Lord. And then she became a monthly giver. Now, you know, that's what you got to get your heart right with the Lord. Make your heart right with the Lord. And then we'll just trust God for what you do with that. You know, she's became a monthly giver. I believe God does work in that way, Jeff.
He does. And you know, Bert, with your background in pastoring and mine as the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, we always encourage people that listen through radio, watch on television, things like that. You need to be involved in a local church. You have to have the rubbing shoulders and gathering together. And radio and media ministry, those are things that supplement you during the week and help you grow, but it's not the same as the actual gathering of the church.
You preach it, brother. And I just want to tell you, pastoring the same church here in Tupelo for 28 years, and now I do interim work. Now, I usually stay close to a year at a church before they get another senior pastor, preaching pastor, but it's still being associated with these people. Notice Jesus pushed, and I'm going to use that word, small groups. Out of the 500, he called 12. And if you want to really look at it strongly, he called 3 out of that 12 to be with him at the Mount of Transfiguration and other areas. And so do life in church as the group. Maybe it's 1,000 that gather there. Maybe it's 100 that gather there or less. But also a small group of accountability. Jeff, I found out Bert Harper needs accountability. And I haven't met the person yet that does not need that. And so you really get that in the local church. You get that in the small group in the local church. And it'll do you good, won't it?
It really does. And that, you know, that's why during the COVID thing, you know, we would encourage people, hey, you need to come back, because church isn't just something you watch on live stream. Church is participating. Church is being there. The word church means the assembling together. And so we need one another. That's the bottom line. And American Family Radio and American Family Association is a great help to you in your spiritual life, but it never pretends or presents itself as a substitute. It's a supplement.
What a statement that is. And these people have called in right before our time is up. Make those calls right now. And we are going, the numbers are coming up. They're looking good. Praise the Lord. But it's because Joanne from Nevada, Texas called, Janine from Vicksburg, Mississippi, Nelda from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Ann from Frisco, Texas, Sue from Broxton, Indiana, Charlotte from Mountain View, Arkansas, and Norman from Batesville, Arkansas. They've all called in the last few minutes and say, we want to stand with you. So you can make that call as well, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And let me remind you, there's a $150,000 challenge right now, saying that if you'll call in, whatever the amount you give, it will be doubled as long as that $150,000 challenge lasts. I always say I like to use it up in an hour and them come up with something else. But it is a joy. And, Jeff, time's getting away. Let me just share with you real quickly how much I've enjoyed being with you these 3 mornings, brother. Thank you for allowing me to come on and be with you.
Hey, thank you, my friend. You're a blessing. And Bert, do you have the total number of how many people have given so far?
14,670. And real quickly, let me remind the pastors that Jeff and Debbie are going to be at the Fishbowl Retreat out in Glen Rose, Texas, out in September. So you can go to AFR, and get ready to be a part of the Fishbowl Retreat. I wanted to throw that in real quick, Jeff. Thank you for you and Debbie agreeing to come.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Mike Pence on the program, so you don't want to miss it.
Oh, man, way to go.
Yeah, we're excited about it. God bless.